my eyes to the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny. And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the first weekend of August 2019. And this is the weekend after we had this wonderful new moon in Leo, which is going to now bring this week, Jupiter is going to go direct, which means that if you really are interested in the lottery, you should play Wednesday, Saturday, and next Wednesday. This is going to be a very lucky, rainbowy, beautiful, wonderful week. And I'm excited because I'm talking to people about this new, you can call it multidimensional awareness, but I want to say that I remember from the 1970s on that people started to do something called channeling. And I grew to dislike that word so much. I still dislike it because people had to give whatever they were listening to a name and a character and a this and a that, from Ma Fu to St. Michael. And I just thought that was ridiculous. And I know that a lot of you won't agree with me, but I thought it was really their blessed higher self being able to bring energy through something that I call the universe. But then I did notice that there are a lot of them that were stuck in the astral plane, and they were still bringing energy in. And some of the messages were coming from disincarnate beings, which made me instantly not necessarily trust the messages. But that's just who I am, and that's what I've studied. But many, many wonderful issues have been revealed in recent years on the planet. And it's not new. Channeling isn't new, or receiving divine messages isn't new. I like to call them whispers from the universe, because I believe that if you can get beyond the astral plane, that you will not only hear truth, but you will hear it in a way that you may never have thought to say it, which is much more kind and loving than some of the things that we say on this planet. And I think it's time for us all to move into this multidimensional energy and into this presence of where we are listening to our guidance, to our inner guides. And we got to navigate these coming changes. We have changes coming starting this week. Many people are going to be put into a place where they're going to be able to manifest some of their deepest desires, maybe manifest some of the desires that they didn't think they could possibly achieve. People will find that they're becoming more inspired, that they're becoming inspired in a different way, and that maybe they wanted to write a book, but maybe the book they're going to wind up writing wouldn't be the book they were thinking about writing, that type of thing. Lots of magic is happening this week. Love is coming, and it's just so exciting. It really, really is. So the answer lies that the planet is being flooded by the energy coming in from the center of our galaxy. And you know I call that energy the double helix. And it's leading us into the fifth dimension, in the sense that we're dropping fears. We're dropping being afraid of what's going to happen, or trying to think what's going to happen, and then it doesn't. It happens totally differently. We're dropping those fears. We're dropping, I can't do it, shoulda, woulda, coulda, if. That's my Atlantic City words. And we're dropping all of the things that have been blocking us and stepping into the reality that thoughts are things, that as you think, so you will manifest. And it's coming in faster and faster and faster. I want to say things are coming in lightning time, in Uranus time, and even faster than that. There are monumental shifts in astrology and monumental shifts in the realignment of the planet. So tonight I wanted to talk about universal energy, the magic and power that's coming forth, making changes and doing it in a creative way, and also manifesting something called abundance and prosperity. Everybody wants abundance and prosperity. And you know, you can do it. You can have abundance and prosperity the minute you know you can. It's tricky, but it's doable. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We are having a call-in show because I would like to talk with a lot of you about what you'd like to manifest, or if you think such and such is coming in. And I do believe that we have a call from Nanette from Arizona. Are you there, Nanette?
Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Nanette? When is your birthday?
November 28th.
A Sagittarian. Well, you're one of the lucky ones, because our Sagittarians in Gemini are in the path of Jupiter's good more than anybody else.
Yay, finally.
Jupiter's coming goes direct on the 11th. So what is your question, Nanette?
Well, I've been unemployed for a while, and I've been on a lot of interviews. You know, I feel like a bridesmaid, but never a bride. I was just wondering what you see for me as far as, you know, employment, you know, getting a job offer.
The first thing I see for you is that you don't believe that you can have one, that you've kind of given up, and that you don't know if you want to be in what you say you want to be in. So what are you applying for, Nanette?
Administrative and, assistant jobs, you know, office.
And what is your real heart interest?
I'd like to work with animals. Obviously, I'd like to make money, but, you know, I'm pretty close to retirement, so I just, wanted to continue doing what I was comfortable with.
Office? Have you applied for anything having to do with animals? A veterinarian's office? And or in organizing and maybe expanding your knowledge more than administrative assistant, organizing the office and keeping it running. Have you thought of doing that?
I've applied to several, but they always seem to want to have, you know, someone with veterinary receptionist experience. That's where my kind of block has been.
That all depends on what kind of an administrative assistant you are. Are you specified as a legal or as a president, office of the president? What is your specification for administrative assistant?
I'm more of a middle to an executive level.
Well, how can you improve on that? If you want to work with animals, what can you do to enhance that, to make that different?
I can, like you said, maybe just, get some positions, maybe, even volunteering or just...
Need to do something to bring it in. I don't know if there's a course with that or not. I really don't, but I would like to see you raise your vibration from middle to the top. I'm the top in my field. I only work for presidents and executives. I'm the top in my field. Did you know that you're the top in your field, and did you know that you can run a very good and organized office?
Well, I actually do, but nobody seems to,
Yeah, but you're doing the put down. But it hasn't been unveiled yet. I'm stepping into my higher power. Mm-hmm. I am now at the top. I have enough years' experience to know that I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. I know that I'm a child of God. I know that I'm energy in a body. I know that I'm an excellent administrative assistant, and I go far beyond that. I do other things as well. Are you knowledgeable on the computer, Nanette?
Yes, very much.
Okay, good. So you could throw in a little bookkeeping in with the administrative assistant. You could throw in accounting, or you could throw in doing calls and having people pay their bills, or any kind of a branch out that would help with that and would make you more attractive. I know that one of the main things I did when I switched, I decided one day I woke up and this is a riot. And I said, I'm not going to be any low-class middle administrative assistant. I'm going to be at the top. I'm going to work for lawyers. And I walked into a lawyer's office, and I said, I can do it. And the first job I had was in a pool, which really worked out because all the other girls were so helpful with me. I learned how to write a brief. I learned how to manage the margins and the setup of the paper and everything. And let me tell you something, within a year, I had tripled my salary. So it's a matter of you feeling it. And I don't think right now you are feeling it. And that could be because you're out of work right now. Have you been able to get any temp work?
No, I haven't.
Have you tried?
I've tried just about everything. Temp to perm, only contracts, a few months. I'm open to any of that.
There's something going on inside of you. It's only real if you know it's true. It's only real if you feel it. If you are applying, I'm not going to get that job. What am I bothering? This is so hopeless. These are your thoughts. Oh, I got to do this again. I don't know what else to do. Yes, you do know what else to do. And then educate yourself. Educate yourself in any way that you can. In the meantime, find a job, maybe not exactly the exact position that you want. I'd even go work in the food store. Whatever have to
they
do.
They turned me down there, too. I went there, too.
And what is the reason? The reason is within you, Nanette. What is it that you're pushing away? Can you touch it? What is it?
I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I haven't been dealing with just one thing. It's been several things.
What's your meditation practice? What's your meditation practice, Nanette?
I don't, you know, sit there and meditate.
Oh, that's changing immediately. That's changing immediately. In the morning, it's 2 minutes. You wake up in the morning, you stretch, and you thank God for the wonderful, beautiful day you're about to live. Sit down, open up your palms to the sky, open up your crown chakra, bring light through your spine, and thank God for the loving light that he is bringing into your body. And ask him if you can walk in that love and light throughout the day and beam it out to others. Boom, you're done with your morning meditation. Now we go to nighttime. And at nighttime, it's nightly review. What in the day were you? Can you feel gratitude for? What in the day can you be happy about? And if there was an upset in the day, you have 24 hours to make amends.
That's true.
And that's it. 24 hours to make amends. Otherwise, it's got to be gone off your consciousness. And then, thank God, that's when you state your desires. I walk into my future with joy. I accept my wonderful new job that's coming my way. Even if I have to take steps to get there, thank you for bringing it to me. I know it's on the way. Mm-hmm. And you will change your vibration within a week.
Okay.
And that's what I mean by trying. You have to try. And it's not only sending out resumes to strangers. You have to put a glow on the paper. Wrap it with white light in your mind. Wrap the envelope in white light and say, this is bringing me my good.
Okay.
It's bringing me my good. And you've been in a slump. I don't know what your diet is, but they're telling me about your diet. So mm-hmm. there must be some kind of an upset with your diet as well.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's true.
So take a deep breath now. Take a deep breath with me. Let's both do it, okay?
Okay.
I am Nanette. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. Thank you, Spirit, for bringing me all of my good. Thank you for my new job. Thank you for my wonderful salary. And thank you for helping me get centered and balanced again.
Thank you. Yes,
and then
I definitely need that.
Feel it, Nanette. Yes, you are going to get a new job. And yes, I feel it will be by the end of August. Jupiter goes direct on Sunday, and this is what you really have to work with. I want you to write down 7 things that you're looking for in a new job in a positive way. I accept my salary. I accept the man I'm working for. I accept the business. I accept the product. Write down 7 things and read them every single night. And thank Spirit for your new job.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Do what you can for those beautiful animals, Nanette. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And, you know, in creating the now, in creating how I spoke with Nanette about manifesting what she wants, you are sculpting your future. You're adapting it to the greater need of the whole. If you notice, I didn't tell Nanette to only think about Nanette. I told Nanette to be in balance. I told Nanette to flow with the boss, to flow with the other co-workers, to flow with the product. You cannot work for a company if you hate their product. I had a client last week that had that problem. And I said, walk out and trust the universe. Of course, she was too afraid to do it. But you can do it. And it will work. It will be the right thing. It's when we put off doing the right thing that we start to manifest our blocks. Don't worry about what might be. Simply act from your intuition. And this is the moment. This is the time. We are now in zero time. There is no more pussyfooting around. Oh, well, I'd like to learn about metaphysics. Oh, well, I hear it helps. Well, maybe yoga. Well, I don't know. All of that is third dimensional reality that's mumbo jumbo. Your duty is to take the next step. And then the one after that, and then the one after that. And all your answers will lie within. All of your answers will come through your intuition, every last one of them. I know it's true. Be patient on your journey. Be patient with your fears, and be patient with what you perceive to be the limitation of others. Remember, we all do the best we can. And sometimes another person can't conceive what you conceive. That's the beauty about your oneness, and that's the beauty about your gift that you brought with you in your birth. And they have things that you can't do. They have things that you can't perceive. So if you took the time to share with others that you may judge as lower class or they're not working fast enough or whatever, you might be surprised at your own adjustment. And it would also bring wonderful love to the planet. If you feel your heart agitate your stomach, then you have to understand that you're not on the right path. If you get an inner warning like that, heed it. Because dollars to donuts, I'm telling you, your body never lies. It may not. You may not be able to hear some of the messages, but when you get something like that, your body's telling you something. Your body never lies. Honor it. Be patient with your journey. And when you dive into your fears, you create more. You need to roll away from them. You need to cultivate courage. The steps become easier because you trust yourself. This is a time when I have walked through exactly that, and I'm not the only one that has, you know, the owners of this station went through the devastating fires in California, and they are awesome, and they are cultivating their courage, and they are finding how within a few months instead of a few years, the station has grown leaps and bounds. There's been wonderful opportunities, and BBS Radio is expanding. My life is expanding. I had the courage to leave a 20-year relationship. I got in the car and I said, move me out. And I went. And I went to where I felt inside I should be led after a lot of meditation. It took a while. It took me about 5 months to get it all together. So I went from Pennsylvania to Austin, Texas, and here I am. And I have no idea what's ahead. I have been so busy moving in and then, of course, traveling to traveling with Amma. I went with Amma for 5 weeks. And I'm going to tell you something. I had the shock of my life when I was done. I went up to New Hampshire, where my family is from, all my relatives on my mother's side. And I stayed with a friend for a few days who is an Amma devotee and let me rest at her house. And my cousins and this friend, we all wanted to go to the beach. So we decided we were going to go to Maine. So we were planning this little two-day trip to Maine, and my parents were up near her, and I asked her on Saturday morning if she would take me up to my parents' grave, and my other cousin had passed away, who I just adored. We were so close. And so she took me up to the graves, and we took plants up and did our meditation and gratitude, and then I decided to drive by the family home. So she took me by the family home, and she said, oh, my God, it's empty and it's for sale. And I said, what? She said the family home, which had been stolen out of my family in the late 80s by a family member who forged names and took the property. And I couldn't believe it, because ever since I was a little girl, I had thought I would spend my later years in that home. And it got taken away, and I had to purge it. And you know something? Sometimes things can't come back to you until you get it out of your system. You have to get the desire out of your system and be clear that your life is going to be fine with or without it. If I have it, fine, all the joy. If I don't, I'll be fine too, and I'm still going to be creative and do my thing. So I called the realtor, and guess what? I close on that house this coming Friday. Do you believe it? Do you believe that I went by my family's house and now I'm bringing it back into the family again? Guess what the first thing was I did? I called every cousin and every relative and I said, there's always room for you. The house is back in the family, and down the road, we'll decide who to pass it on to. Praise be. Gratitude. That's how it works. This new energy is jolting and exciting. This is a lifetime that we can enjoy for all of its complicated messes. You got to roll with the punches, you got to dance with the shadows, and you got to down the current in your kayak. Find your hidden flame, find your desire, find your gift, find your talent, and express it. Be who you are. things are shifting and changing so fast. That which we once loved, we don't love any longer. And that which we may have snuffed out or didn't really realize, we're beginning to enjoy. The expression is the true essence of your inner freedom. It is the truth of why we exist. And it is the expression of your inner spirit, whatever it is. Find a new perspective. If clarity is eluding your project progress, then dig a hole in the earth and uncover new treasures. That's what architects do, archaeologists, and they find wonderful treasures. I've been on many an archaeological dig, and it's fascinating. For clarity to be your friend, you have to walk with courage in dark places. You have to eliminate the new light of expression, which is love, peace, and harmony. And you have to move forward into the sunset of the unknown. Isn't that something? So you walk through the darkness, you walk with the light, and you go into the sunset. And the sunset is always once you've accomplished something. In 1981, I had a dream, and the dream was that I was to write a book called Unlimited Realities. I had that dream in 1981. And in the dream, I saw a beautiful, beautiful stained glass window. And it was the piece of holding the branch of olives. But it wasn't finished. All of it was in brilliant color except for the bottom part, which was black and white. And when I woke up from that dream, I said, I know that that's the part of life I haven't lived yet. That was in 81. I finished the book in 2016. 2017, it was published, and now we're making it into a movie. And chapter one will tell you about Grammy Hemphill and the house that I just purchased in New Hampshire. This is Elizabeth Joyce's Let's Find Out. I hope you're getting the message that I'm trying to show you. Be profound. Be a wisdom keeper. Close your eyes. Visualize what you want to be and know that you will become that. And now it's time to listen to our messages that will help you become that. And we'll be back after these messages and a wonderful song.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is going to be a great week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of August 5th through August 11th, 2019. This week has a certain feeling of sunshine and rainbows. It's Jupiter's week, the planet of luck and expansion. Jupiter turns direct and begins to move in a forward direction after 5 months of retrograde. This highlights long-distance travel, sports, finances, as well as new positive thinking. The Sun and Venus are both burning bright in heart-centered Leo and will make a gorgeous trine to Jupiter on Wednesday and Thursday. This is big love, and it's about as big as it gets. This will bring a blessed period of good luck, prosperity, and abundance. Mercury has just turned direct and moves back into Leo, and the communications planet will pick up speed in the middle of the month. The Uranus retrograde cycle for the rest of this year helps shake you up and set you free, helping you to build new possibilities. By August 21st and 24th, the personal planets Venus and Mars enter Virgo. That is a wake-up call telling you that the Northern Hemisphere summer season is almost over, and it's time to start making a plan and getting organized for the coming change of seasons in September. Wednesday and Thursday are quietly powerful as both energetic Sun and loving Venus make harmony with expansive Jupiter. This is really a very nice combination of energy, so take advantage of it. Take a risk on yourself to manifest your needs and desires, but assert yourself in a gentle way. On Thursday, August 8th, Venus trines Jupiter to brighten up your relationships and finances. Get out into nature, have a party on Friday and Saturday, with Friday being the stronger party day. Sunday is a day of change, and you've been feeling it coming for this last week. On Sunday, August 11th, Jupiter ends his retrograde cycle since April, and Uranus begins his long retrograde cycle until January of 2020. Jupiter is associated with your belief system and is the planet that helps you move forward to the next level. This is good news if you are willing to take a risk on yourself. There are three events happening on Sunday. You may take one step forward and two steps back. Now that Jupiter is moving forward, it's time to make those sweeping changes in your life that you've been thinking about for the last 4 months while Jupiter was retrograde. Remember, you're dealing with Jupiter, so you can go for it in a really big way. Event two is Mercury moving into Leo for the second time this year. Remember, it takes two people to have a conversation, so no grandstanding. Although you may love to play with words, it can get tiresome when you try to do it alone. Event 3 is Uranus doing a double take as it turns retrograde. Uranus can still be devastating, bringing along sudden and unexpected changes, even though it's kind of asleep. However, you can be comfortable taking a break from any unexpected chaos. As you know, the planets involved in next year's triple alignment in Capricorn were as close as they were going to get this year in April of 2019. What happened to you then that caused such a big change and brought you to where you are now? Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto have all been moving retrograde since then, which may have had you feeling like you were stuck or treading water or in a big transition between the old and the incoming new you. Well, optimistic and expansive Jupiter starts moving forward again on August 11th, and the other two, Saturn and Pluto, will follow at the end of September. Be assured that this is a good sign to start moving forward with big projects. At the same time, remember that Uranus is moving backwards until January, so in the coming months, think about how you can set yourself free, improving your technology and skills, and opening to innovative new concepts and techniques. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardus, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as a common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Orange and yellow and purple and green, orange and purple. green, orange and purple and blue. I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too. Listen with your eyes, listen with your eyes, and sing everything you see. You can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing along with me. Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow.
And that was Sing a Rainbow from a children's movie. I think the movie is Rainbow. But it was a beautiful song that I picked for tonight because we're talking about abundance and prosperity and how to make yourself awesome and how to just come through all of these changes that we are going through with absolute, unique, universal energy, using it. And making sure that anything can happen and that you know it, like the end of the rainbow. So I want to talk a little bit about abundance and prosperity. I promised that I would tonight. And of course, it's going to be on a different aspect than what people usually think about it. Because material abundance and material prosperity are different from what I am talking about. Because my prosperity means having an abundant mindset as well as possessing that which cannot be purchased, such as emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual wealth. And this includes the wealth of love, inner peace, and you can't buy either of them. You can only cultivate them. When you're born, you bring in some of the character of your ancestors from past lives. And the challenge of the lifetime is to build character, because that is what you take with you when you go on to your next life experience and drop the body. Character. You can't take money, you can't take people, you can only take that, who you are. What prevents abundance and prosperity? What is your soul purpose and the various aspects of the creative energy that you know that can limit your experience of love and abundance and prosperity? The limitations are always self-imposed, but they can be removed by alterations of your mind, emotions, and spirit, and how you view material things. As you alter your view from wanting and finding things difficult to acquire to experience contentment and joy for what you have, you find that needs, wants, and desires all flow to you. It's like, I want to do this, but if I can't, because all of those words are limiting and all of those words are only thoughts. Visualize the outcome. Visualize it and see how fast you get there. The inner world includes your beliefs and attitudes. The second includes doing what is necessary for both abundance and prosperity to flow to you and through you and back out to do the good. When you couple your inner world with action, then you're in a place that you might consider filled with paradoxes. You are detached as well as focused. You are filled with gratitude for what you have in life while acting on an opportunity to enjoy the physical world and emotional, mental, and spiritual world. All of us have pain. All of us need healing. And we all have the most basic elements of that energy. We need to make up everything to include healing, which consists of your technician, your soul healing, your angels, your soul self, the body initiative, wisdom that your body is doing what it needs to do, and anything else you wish to invite. Ask your angels, ask your guides to apply what is known as the basic plug-in to the healing the wounds world. And as you do that, you're going to have the flow of gold and the flow of love, because love is gold, just like water is gold. So remove all your artificial fears about yourself related to whatever wounds you're suffering from. Repair them. Alter your natural relations to the wound. Alter them. Praise it. Love it, because it's giving you something that you can grow from. Deactivate and remove any natural doubts related to the wounds, because you no longer need them. Activate your soul healing process. Find and bring back all the pieces of your energy that you lost during any wounded event. Clean, repair, and heal all parts of you. Integrate all parts within you. Activate any inactive natural parts related to the issues that need to be activated. The natural part that you can activate is, I love myself the way I am. There's nothing I need to change. I'll always be the perfect me. There's nothing to rearrange. I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I can, and I love myself just the way I am. Create and activate any new natural parts that are needed that you may not have. And then harmonize your speech. Harmonize your love. Harmonize how you present things to other people. You can either be up or you can be down. This weekend I helped somebody that was lost on the road, and they were putting themselves down. I said, you can't put yourself down. You're having an adventure. You got lost on the road to have an adventure, to learn something new, to be able to find your way back again. What is it in life that you're not facing? What is it in life that you need to heal? What is it in life that you need to see? I'm telling you, if you can find that answer, you won't get lost again. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I have been trying to place all thoughts into your mind pertaining to the new energies that are flowing from the center of the universe tonight. And we are going to have a wonderful meditation, and William is going to sing water, and Richard is going to take us on a path. His music is just so wonderful. Next week we have Frank on, and I will be here to answer your questions with Frank St. James, our in-house psychic, the one that is a wonderful medium and very, very good at what he does. It's a pleasure to have been on the show tonight. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to go into our meditation now, and I'll see you next week.
It's known by many names, the Muslim call it Jal, the Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water. up to the clouds. It's all the same in all the world. Nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister, water. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it body. Oh, God.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our meditation. Tonight our meditation is igniting your soul or reconnecting with your blessed higher self. I invite you to simply relax and to be in the connection of your divine presence. When you do, you can remember that this moment, this life experience, is an expression of your mastery. Therefore, how could it be any better than it is? Take a deep breath and relax as the smile of the universe and all that is within it arises naturally to call you from the perception of anything that is less than that. allow yourself to relax and connect with your beingness, and to reclaim the illuminated mastery of your blessed higher self. Be ready to express and illuminate as the mind relaxes and the heart of illumination begins to open in that beautiful gold amber light. When the heart center opens and connects with the 10th chakra, the new heart center, the birth of true illumination and mastery anchors into form as you connect with who you truly are and are shown through the divine what your mission is and what you're to do next. Some people travel the path of denial. They deny the senses to discover their own mastery. But that's just one journey. As a master in form, by loving all of the senses rather than seeking to deny and destroy them, your divine nature, your true self, will anchor in unconditional love. All challenges during your experience of form are active practices of mastery. This is your destiny. This is your yoga. This is your self-ascension. To remember the truth of your divine nature as a part of the journey of your form and your soul acting through and walking through this lifetime. It's time for the moment of mastery ignition through the expansion of your senses. Relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the senses of appreciation and harness their gifts while discovering your mastery within them. Let's talk more and explore more our soul traveling through the senses, the sense of touch. To touch offers a feeling. Touch your skin. Touch your cheek as you receive this gift of inner connection. Take a deep breath. Touch your hands. Put them together and notice how you feel. Do you feel your skin? Do you feel your pulsing energy? Are you focused on a lump or a bump? Are you focused on dry or soft or rough? Or are you focused on experiencing the touch? Allow yourself to focus on touching. As you reach out your hand, are you the child seeking to experience touch? Or are you closed to touch? What is it that you truly want to touch? What is it that you have allowed yourself to touch? Now, gently bring your hands to your heart center and touch your heart center. You may want to close your eyes and feel the touch. And as you close your eyes, allow it to ignite another sense. In this moment, experience touch. Touch the divine heart energy as the energy from the 10th chakra flows down in the amber light into the 4th chakra, your heart center. Take a deep breath. Feel. The next sense is to feel. This is beyond emotional feeling. It is the experience of touch that ignites the feeling. It is why we begin with touch. When you are cradled as a newborn, you experience touch. You experience energy. You feel as you ignite your feelings. Having experienced the touch of the soul, you ignite feelings that are outside of the density and emotional overlays. To honestly feel is to learn how to touch, and to lovingly touch is to ignite your honest feelings. When a baby cries and a stranger picks up the baby, it continues to cry. When a baby cries and the mother picks up the baby, it quiets down and snuggles into the softness of her arms. Once you ignite your feelings, you begin to see. It is through this experience that you remember, honor, and joyfully understand that vision has nothing to do with your physical eyes. To see is another sense. What is the sense of vision that allows us to see? Many of you are already aware that when you close your eyes, your greatest vision arises. As you begin with the touch of the soul and to ignite the greater depth of feelings, the freedom of true visions comes forth through your third eye. It is the limitless recognition and experience of reclaiming your mastery as one of the many gifts of your life experiences. It can take you into other realms. It can take you into other parts of the earth. It can help you with remote viewing. And it can help you to understand the heart of others around you. Then you begin to hear. This is another feeling, another sense, and this gift comes as your mastery opens and blooms. Hearing connects us with the infinite hum of the universe, with that wonderful vibration that travels through your heart. The energy of hearing sustains your divine illumination, and hearing can call forth your greatest wisdom, because when your hearing opens, you can listen to your blessed higher self's messages, and you can call in your angels and your guides and listen to them as well. The next sense is taste. When you're on the edge of your mastery, then you taste the sweet breath of the world that you are co-creating. Relax. Take a deep breath and receive the taste of the breath. Receive the nectar of the gods. Just one taste. Taste and see. Taste and see and dwell in me. Once you have tasted the breath, the recognition of that taste is fulfillment of nourishment, and it re-enters the soul as divine spaciousness ignites and you grow. You once more discover the eternal master that you are and have always been, and you were invited to ignite yourself again. It is said that the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 months without food or water. He was tasting. He was living on the nectar of the gods. That invisible food that dwells within all of us that is so nourishing, something that we must have to continue our path of light, love, centeredness, balance, and fulfillment. Let's remember how the senses are a gift and they ignite you. And let's consider all this for a moment, because we're going to begin to stir the senses, putting them all together. Touch, feeling, seeing, hearing, and taste. In your world, touch is usually feared. There is appropriate touch and inappropriate touch. How do I touch? Who do I touch? What do I touch? And when? As you touch, there can be judgment. Was that touch okay? Should I have touched you at all? What did that touch do? What feelings came forward from that touch? Can you see the difference? It is this discernment that ignites your mastery and expands beingness and releases that which seeks to prevent expanded recognition of your divine. The mind of density, which wants to be in control, relaxes as you claim your mastery of all of the senses. When using your vision, it's controlled by the brain, and you usually see with judgment. I see this is good. I see this is not good. This I see is beautiful, and this I see is not so beautiful. When you taste without recognition of the fragrance of the breath, then you taste for taste's sake. You seek more and more taste to cover the taste of harmony. The fragrance and taste of the breath illuminate the physical body, and the enlightened physical form enjoys the taste of physical lightness. When judgment enters this experience, the senses become your judge. When the senses become your judge, the soul sits patiently waiting for you to allow it to touch you again. We are touched soul to soul through other people. When we are touched by another person's soul, there is no separateness. There is no you and me. There is only us. Are you ready to touch your soul? Can you touch your soul? When you touch your soul, you free yourself from judgment of the senses that bind you. This special touch invites you to ignite, and through the energy of your heart, the wisdom keeper of your universal mastery appears. And that's when you can sit and feel and taste and listen and hear. You are here on earth now because you are practicing mastery. With that sentence, you are being told that you are already a master. You are in the mastery school, and now you are in your expression of mastery. How do your senses experience this as a part of your gift? Take a deep breath and feel your cellular recognition as you are touching yourself or another. Celebrate your senses as you touch your soul energy from within. Feel this energy between yourself and others. See with the clarity of the universe. Hear the hum of universal life through you, and the taste of the breath and the taste of the nectar. When you feel as if you are experiencing chaos, consider how you experience it. Are you navigating chaos through the senses of the soul or the senses of density? Your world experience is conspiring to lift you into the energy of an ascended presence as you restore your sense of the soul. You now have the opportunity to practice this often, if you choose. Take a deep breath. Within the recognition of the energy of the soul and of the senses, you are invited to step into your mastery without a doubt. Here, you will discover the world that has been waiting, the world that has never left you, and the world that has always been. True ascension, a new energy of light and love, with no judgment, no recrimination, only the beauty of sharing oneness and wholeness. Breathe. And with you, feel everyone else breathe at the same time. Breathe as you touch. Breathe as you feel. Breathe as you see. Breathe as you hear. And taste the nectar. Taste the breath. This is glorious and profound. And you are truly in touch with yourself. You were in touch with others, and you have released all judgments. Celebrate that. Celebrate the removal of fear, the removal of doubt, as you walk your path to the glory and beauty of the light of freedom, the light of balance, and the light of wholeness. Take a deep breath. Meld into the sounds of Ardas, prayer beyond prayer, as you are clear of any and all reservations and hesitations. Thank you.